French Revolution, The Storming of the Bastille, podcast by Christopher Spence. The 14th of July celebrates the storming of the Bastille prison in 1789, and by extension, the downfall of the monarchy, leading to the creation of a republic. The storming of the Bastille doesn't mark the beginning of the French Revolution. As with most history, the truth is messier. But it is a useful shorthand to mark a pivotal moment, one of the many crisis points that punctuate the 10-year-long revolutionary period, where the destiny of the country hangs in the balance. And it's the mobs of Paris, when they flex their muscles, they shift the course of events. The Bastille was a huge 14th century building with 8 round towers linked by walls 80 feet high, and it was purposed originally as a fortress to protect the eastern side of Paris, much as the Louvre defended the western side. It had a sinister, brutal, medieval presence, and the muzzles of its guns stared down from the crenellated towers onto the poor working-class area known as the Faubourg Saint-Antoine. Hardly surprising, it was widely seen as a symbol of royal despotism. But if the truth be told, the Bastille wasn't half bad as far as prisons went. The food was adequate, and you could send out for special treats, and even hold dinner parties in your own cell. The prisoners were also not generally thieves and murderers, but of a higher caliber. Those not guilty of any offence punishable under common law, but those arrested under the infamous lettre de cachet issued with the king's seal, which meant incarceration without legal process. These letters were often requested and paid for by wealthy families or by guilds to get an embarrassing member locked away, often for wayward behaviour, perhaps breach of conduct, or to avoid trial under common law for perhaps a more serious offence. You couldn't complain about overcrowding either in the Bastille. On that sultry, overcast 14th of July 1789, only 7 prisoners were liberated by the mob, including a delusional Irishman arrested as a spy who claimed he was Julius Caesar and the Count of Solage, committed by his own family for incest. But despite all this, the storming of the Bastille has become a symbol of the liberation of the French people from the yoke of servitude. The building was ordered to be demolished, to be wiped off the face of the earth. And the canny entrepreneur who got the contract to do that made a fortune selling souvenirs made from its stone, and big blocks were sold on to the construction industry. There are few visible traces of where the Bastille once stood, but some of it is in what is today the Concorde Bridge. Thousands of Parisians and visitors alike walk across that bridge every day, and by doing so, perhaps unknowingly, but certainly symbolically, they do their bit to trample underfoot a bit of social injustice and tyranny.